Yeah, Quigley does a really good job placing the ball, which is obviously something to deal with. So you've got to have a plan for that. He does a really good job placing it to our left. He can get it to the right, but really dangerous placing it to the left. So, in other words, he can punt a ball that you can't return. He just punt it out of bounds about 40, 50 yards. And, he does a really good job placing the ball that way. So, I like him. Forbath, obviously, does both field goals and kickoffs. So, obviously kickoff-wise, he goes both directions. He's got a good onside. All right, so we're ready for all that type of stuff. Field goal wise, they've had some issues, but I'm sure they're working through it, and we just got to be able to capitalize.
And Sherrills, how dangerous is the returner?
I've really liked him. I've liked him for a long time. He's a good returner. He's a guy, and I say this to the guys all the time: if you're not careful, this guy will 40 yard you to death. You see what I'm saying? So he's got really good vision. He's obviously got good speed, great balance, body control, and he gets the ball vertical, and then he can find plays. It's really pretty just to watch him create as he runs off a butt throughout the throughout the coverage. But he is a dangerous football player. Now, mind you, he's a good returner. He's also a good gunner. And he's also plays on kickoff coverage. So he's a good football player. I like him. Does a really good job for them and has done that for a long time.
You got Duke back last week. How did he do? I saw him with a
He did a nice job. He played on kickoff, return, and played on punt return, and did a really good job. Matched up well, competed, and basically shut his man down. So that was good. It's good to get him back.
Coach, just having a little fun with the story. Have you seen Sanu kick, and what do you think about his ability to kick?
Outstanding kicker, Brett. If he decided to change positions, he got a chance to become a Pro Bowl kicker. No, Muhammad, obviously with the soccer background that he has, he can do some things with the football, which are pretty cool. So you always have an emergency guy that can do that for you. The last guy I had to do that for me was Wes Welker at Miami against the Patriots. He was the first guy to catch a pass, kick a field goal, kick off, and punt. So really good. But it's really good to have a guy like Muhammad who has that skill set and can actually, legitimately kick a ball.
Nudge you every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every now and then, he'll be out on a Friday, and I'll be looking. I said, I thought they're kicking inside, and I look over there, and I see a ball in the air, and it's him, but he's got the skill set, and he loves it, and he's always asking, let me know when you're ready. Let me know when you're ready. So, but good to know. You know what I mean? It's good to know sometimes. So you may need it. You never know. Next man up.
Andre Roberts had a season high in return yards last week. How do you think he, as a return man and just the unit as a whole, has been progressing through the season?
I think he's done a really good job. I think he's done a really good job leading the group. He's obviously an aggressive returner. He's done a nice job for us. He's been a pleasant, not a surprise, but he's done a good job for us, and that's what we expected of him when we signed him. He's actually more than what we thought we were going to get, because he's had some explosive plays. Some of them haven't counted. If they counted, he'd be on an outstanding run right now. All right, so he's done a good job. I think the guys, if you look at that last return last week, the guys are doing a really good job of saving it now, not putting our hands on people's backs. We're playing penalty-free football. So we hopefully continue to do that and just continue to talk about that, bring that issue up, shine the light on it, continue to work technique, continue to work situations, and hopefully it continues to get better.
Coach said he thought y'all was going to have a pool party for being pretty free on special teams.
Yeah, we could. good Lord. Yeah, so that was good to see that progress last week. You got to be smart. You have to play smart football. And, the effort and the technique is a combination of the things that you're looking for to be able to play penalty-free football. So It was good to see it.